Well met, fellow adventurers. Once again, we will be playing as Sir Croakington, and we are in the city of Talonus. Well, we will be in the city of Talonus. Just gotta take my coachman to there. Okay, now we're in the city of Talonus. So last time we're visiting the harbour area, and we're exploring the taverns. The two taverns are the Dwindlesail Tavern and the Sog Barrel Tavern. Visit the Dwindlesail Tavern. The interior of this dilapidated tavern is every bit as unappealing as its rotting exterior. A few drunk men, most likely sailors on vessels moored at the wharfs, are passed out in one corner, while a handful of nervous barmaids send to the wishes of an altogether unseemly assortment of patrons. Right, take a seat and order a drink. You've only just taken a seat at the table with four tough-looking seamen when a particularly unruly patron on the far side of the room begins to hassle a serving girl. The drunk, belligerent cad grabs her by the arm. Oh, naughty, naughty, naughty! Causing her to drop two ales that she was carrying. Oh, and have you ruined booze as well? The young woman attempts to free herself from this grip, but the broad-shouldered bully retains a firm grip on her. Several of the unsavoury lot seated alongside him chuckle at his ignoble antics. Well, I've got to do something about this. As you stride up to the table, every eye in the tavern is fixed firmly on you. You grab the man's hand and forcibly remove it from the young lady's wisp as you hop between the cad and the unfortunate victim of his drunken bravado. Look at this, lads, smirks the broad-shouldered man as he rises to his feet, kicking over the chair in which he was seated. Looks like I've done nothing but trade one pitiful wench for another. The man places his hand on the grip of a wooden club strapped to his hide as he sizes you up. You have no doubt that he intends to use it. Well, looks like it's fight o'clock. Fight the drunken man. The man snickers as he drunkenly fumbles to draw the wooden club strapped to his side. As he struggles to free the weapon, you swiftly launch your attack. The tavern patrons quickly gather around, making escape from this fight impossible. This is a drunk tavern rough, and apparently neither of us are attempting to kill each other. We just want to really, really hurt each other. Alright, we'll engage. The man swings at you wildly with his club, and he's mostly down with the first hit. And now he's defeated. 2 XP. Your opponent falls backwards onto the table at which he was seated and rolls off onto the floor, striking the worn timbers with a loud thud. Two of his cohorts leap up to their feet and assail you to their feet. You also want to go to Pound Town? Well, don't worry. There's plenty of free space in Pound Town. The men throw a volley of punches at you, and I swing my club at them. And they are defeated. 1 XP. You've undoubtedly won the respect of the tavern crowd for the moment. A raucous cheer goes up as the second of the two men collapses onto the floor, victim of your combat prowess. As the tavern keeper, with a heavy iron rod in his hand, makes his way over to sort out the affair, you quietly slip away through the dispersing crowd of onlookers and leave the tavern. As you stand outside the Dwindlesail, contemplating your next move, you're approached by the young woman to whose defence you came only moments ago. She thanks you for intervening, for turning and hastily making her way back inside. Alright, let's go back to the Dwindlesail Tavern. Order a drink. You've only just taken a seat at the table with four tough-looking seamen when a small scuffle breaks out behind you. You turn to watch as the scuffle comes to blows, eventually leaving one patron out cold on the floor. Apparently fights break out at this pub so often that you never actually get to the bit where you drink. Right, speak with the tavern keeper. The tavern keeper tells you that despite his establishment's unruly reputation, he really runs a respectable place that is run by sailors and locals alike. Mind you, the only real trouble we have around here is from him, he says, lowering his voice at the word. You know, Captain Jod Wasklet and his band of hooligans. Who is Jod Wasklet? Jod Wasklet. Captain Jod Wasklet. Jod to his friends. And only his friends, is one of the most notorious and feared individuals to be found anywhere across the breadths of the North Broadlands. As the captain of a pirate fleet that played upon the merchant vessels in the Flailing Sea, Captain Jod Wasklet earned a reputation for brutality and lethality that was unmatched within his outlaw profession. In recent years, however, the hardened brigand has seemingly given up his pirate profession, what has been rumoured to be the lucrative trade of protecting merchant vessels on the high seas from his former pirate ilk. Well, that is something that pirates do. Because, honestly, it's just a lot easier just to offer you the part. For the government to say, okay, we'll pardon you if you, hunt down your brethren, easing you chasing them all down yourselves as they go to teeny little coves and islands that no one's ever heard of. It is also rumoured that the feared seaman has been spared prosecution for his past crimes by hoping Tyser's resident Thane Crorriff, with several problems of maritime nature, and Crorriff is the Thane in Talanus. Wasklet still commands a fleet of fearsome galleons that roam the northern seas, protecting vessels and shipping routes for a price. Despite the fact that he's no longer openly engaged in any sort of piracy, and the appearance of his ship, Dragon Skinner, elicits fear and apprehension in any port it sails into. Okay, what is the Flailing Sea? Oh no, that doesn't. We don't have a law book entry for that yet. Sorry, honestly, it's been there for years. It's probably not going to happen unless we, demand it. Or we go there at some point. Alright, speak with the tavern keeper. Yep, same thing again. Okay, now, I'm going to pick a fight now. I want to be fair, so I'm going to unequip my spruce basher. Now I'm going to fight unarmed, but I'm still going to kick their ass because my unarmed combat skill has provided plus 26 to my melee rating. Alright, pick a fight. The tavern keeper, who's always on the lookout for any sort of trouble brewing, spots your attempts to goad several of his patrons into fighting and promptly ejects you from the tavern. Okay, you have to. But yeah, often when you're trying to pick a fight, you get kicked out first. It takes less than a minute to find an unsavoury tavern patron eager to accommodate your desire for a brawl and provoke him into a confrontation. The angry shouts of the tavern keeper are quickly drowned out by the drunken roar of the other patrons as they gather round to witness the brutal contest as a tavern brawler. You execute a series of incredible strikes against your foe, and the brawler assaults you viciously, but I assault him more viciously and is defeated. 2 XP. The opponent slumps to the floor, and a loud cheer erupts from the fall of patrons that has encircled the brutal spectacle. The tavern keeper, in the company of two burly men wielding stout cudgels, pushes his way through the crowd in an effort to quell any further violence. Within a few moments, another scuffle has broken out on the far side of the room, and the attention of all present shifts elsewhere. Use this opportunity to slip out of the tavern. Okay, visit the tavern again, pick another fight. When I get ejected, visit the tavern, pick another fight, get ejected again. Suddenly, you take note of a thin, cloaked figure darting furtively in and out of a crowd of people on your right. For you cannot catch a glimpse of his face, it becomes clear he's watching you closely. Before he can move over and confront the man, he steps out of the throng that so far concealed him and drops to one knee. You're horrified when he produces a long wooden tube and draws the strange instrument to his lips. The tip of what is obviously a blowgun is now aimed squarely at you. Well, I've got some options. Fortification, telekinesis, shadow magic or thievery. Shadow magic. Succeeded. 8 XP to shadow magic. Calling upon your mastery of the shadows. You quickly gain control of the shadow of a woman passing by behind your crouched would-be assailant. The shadow of the woman's arm lengthens and nudges the elbow of the cloaked man just as he releases his blowgun's charge. As a result, the small dart that sails out of the mouth of his weapon lands harmlessly in the street. The man rises and slips off into the crowd. A closer examination of the dart he fired confirms your worst suspicions. The tip of this small missile is coated with what appears to be some sort of poison. You move across the street to where you first spotted the cloaked man, but there's no sign of him to be had. Despite having no knowledge of his identity or motive, you are certain this was no random attack. All evidence suggests you were singled out for death at the hands of this apparent assassin. As you prepare to set off again, to once again set off on your way, you can't help but feel you are being watched. Now, if I remember correctly, that assassination is triggered by you having a quickstone, which is a very desirable thing, because they're incredibly powerful. Alright, visit the tavern, let's pick another fight, not get ejected that time, visit the tavern, pick a fight, visit the tavern, do no sale, pick a fight, oh, get ejected again. Visit the tavern, doodle sale, pick a fight. Visit the tavern, doodle sale. Oh no, can't go to the sog barrel yet. That's why I'm picking all these fights. Get myself a reputation. Visit the tavern, doodle sale, pick a fight. Ejected again, tavern, doodle sale, fight. Alright, here. Alright, it's another tavern brawler. And defeated. Another 2 XP. And it ends the same as the first one did. Right, visit tower, stale, pick a fight. Visit tavern, dreadful sale, pick a fight. Nope. Get ejected again. Here's my third fight. Bash, bash. Just doing it unarmed, and 2 XP. Okay, I think you might have to have 10 fights or something to get the reputation defeated. There's the fourth one. Tavern, doodle sale, pick a fight. Tavern, doodle sale, fight. Tandle, doodle sale, fight. Alright, there's another fight. And defeated. Use opportunity to slip out of the tavern. Can I visit the sog barrel yet? Nope, not yet. Okay, now I've got a reputation. I trust there'll be no more trouble from you today, miss, scowls the tavern keeper upon seeing you hop through the door. Your reputation as a brawler has quickly become established here in the jungle cell. Many of its unsavoury patrons cast a wary eye in your direction as you make your way into the room. Pick another bite. Nope. Visit tavern. Pick another fight. Yeah, another tavern brawler and defeated. 2 XP. Alright, pick another fight. It takes less than a minute to find an unsavoury tavern patron eager to accommodate your desire for a brawl and to provoke him into a confrontation. The angry shouts of the tavern keeper are quickly drowned out by the drunken roar of the other patrons as they gather around to witness the brutal contest. As you square off with your opponent, another scuffle breaks out behind you. Suddenly, the entire room bursts into a violent melee, and in the midst of the ensuing chaos, you are struck with a great force from behind with a hurled chair. The heavy piece of furniture shatters across your back. After striking with tremendous force, that's 9 damage, and now back to the fight with another tavern brawler, who assaults you viciously, but I assault more viciously, and he is defeated. Or she. I mean, probably a he, but I mean, could be a she. I slip out of the tavern. Pick a fight. No, visit tavern. Dwindlesdale. Pick a fight. Visit tavern. Dwindlesdale. Pick a fight. This is... Yeah, you gotta go through a lot of fights to pick a fight. Tavern. Dwindlesdale. Pick a fight. Here's another tavern brawler. And defeated. And I slip out while another scuffle takes place. Right, Sogbow Tavern? Nope, still private affair happening inside. Dwindlesdale. Alright, keep going. Visit a town. Dwindlesdale. Pick a fight. Tavern. Dwindlesdale. Fight. Dwindlesdale. Get evicted again. Right. Keep going. Keep trying to fight. Tavern Brawler. Assault you viciously. I assault more viciously. And 2 XP. Alright, and I slip out. Alright. Pick a fight. Ah! Oh, and another chair gets thrown at me this time. Oh, poor tavern keep having to buy all these new chairs. Tavern brawler. The brawler assaults you viciously, defeated your foe. And it's very expensive because there's all these fights going on. Barely anyone gets any time to buy any actual drinks. Slip out of the tavern. Fight. Nope, that didn't. Got stopped that time. Pick a fight. Visit the tavern. Dwindlesdale. Pick a fight. Nope, get evicted that time. Mind yourself now, Sir Croakington, warns the tavern keeper. Upon seeing you step through the door, every eye in the tavern follows you as you warily make your way into the room. Pick a fight. Okay, can I go there now? Alright, not yet. Alright, maybe one or two more. Tavern Brawler. Take that. Defeated. 2 XP. Slip out of the tavern. Tavern, General Sale. Pick the fight. Tavern, General Sale. Pick a fight. Gotta keep picking fights. picking fights like a professional fight picker. Oh, another fight breaks out. Another chair gets thrown at me. And there goes another tavern brawler and defeated. That's the tavern brawler, of course, not me. Slip out of the tavern. Sogbao Tavern? No. Let me just check things. Yeah, there's a number of fights you have to do. Perhaps 15. Pick a fight. I've now had 10, so I'm most of the way there. I don't think anything new is going to turn up here if I keep picking fights. Yeah, it's all got to get my reputation. There's another tavern brawler. Down he goes. Nope, not yet. Nope. I mean, good job. No one else really notices all these fights I keep having. Pick a fight. General sale. Pick a fight. Pick a fight. And I got a chair thrown at me first. And defeat. For my foes, of course. Yeah, I mean, I think about 2/3 of the time you get ejected before you can have a fight. So it's a little bit tedious unlocking this one. But you don't have to do it all at once. So, presumably, for a lot of people, it was you got a couple of fights in one day, then later you came back to Talos, had a couple more fights, keep doing this for a few weeks, and boom! You've unlocked the next bit. Just accidentally. But it's a little bit more tedious if you try to do all your fights at once. And there's another one. Defeated your foe. Oh, and I stored another Quickstone 20. Alright. Can I visit the Sogbao Tavern yet? Nope, not yet. Pick a fight. Oh, well, that was quick. Straight to the fight. Defeated. Alright, one more. Oh, I got lucky that time as well. Or unlucky if you don't like getting into fights. Sogbao Tavern. Oh no. Yeah, this is a tavern. I can't drink. I can only fight. Ah, no, the tavern keeper doesn't bring up all the fights I'm getting into when I talk to him, though. Probably for the best. Because everyone goes, oh yeah, I'm supposed to kick you out. And alright, tavern brawler, and down, that one goes. Here's another fight. I win. Sogbao Tavern. Oh, no. No, not yet. Not yet. There's another fight. Quietly slip out of the tavern. Does anything happen? I mean, it looks from the wiki, it's just, you're not quite sure when you have enough of a reputation. Keep going. But you know what, I'm going to pause it for a bit. Okay, now I've finally fought enough fights to unlock the new tavern. Four large men clad in thick leather shirts stand in front of the door leading into the Sogbao. As you approach the largest of the men, he looks you over and shakes his head, as he folds his heavily muscled arms across his chest, his broad chest. "Sir Croakington, is it then?" he said as you approach. "Captain Walsclaw has been wanting a word with you. Come on in. Well, since I've had so many fights to get in here, I will." Enter the tavern. The Sog Bower is a bustle of activity inside. The tavern keeper and his handful of servants rush back and forth across the crowded floor of the common room, serving food and drink to a motley assortment of dangerous-looking characters. A half-dozen bodies lie sprawled out on the floor in various spots. Some are victims of the drinks, others are victims of the wanton violence that plagues the establishment. And I guess quite a few are both. Because they tend to be quite heavily associated. A man in a cloth tunic with a short sword dangling from each hip strides up and introduces himself as Vlan. He tells you he's the first mate under Jod Scullot on a galleon named Dragon Skinner. Vlan tells you that Jod Wasclat has been eager to meet the woman who so recently earned so fierce a reputation for brawling over at the Dwindlesail. He leads you to the back of the tavern, where you rush it into a private room filled with the more important members of the Dragon Skinner crew. Seated at the end of a long wooden table is none other than Captain Jod Wasclat himself. The lanky, long-haired former pirate takes a long swig from a bottle of reddish liquid and rises to his feet upon seeing you enter the room. "It's done taking you long enough to fetch you in here, Vlan," he roars. As you speak with Captain Wasclat, you learn he is impressed with the reputation you earned yourself over the Dwindlesail Tavern. "Don't take nothing special to break a few heads over there," he says in a deep, gravelly voice. "But I'll be sure be mistaken if I don't think I had myself a white true uncommon rough here. Could always use a good uncommon rough here, Vlan." The captain's first mate looks up from the conversation at the far end of the table and nods his consent. "Eh, Vlan?" roars Captain Wasclat, his face turning red as he grinds his teeth. It becomes apparent that the response of his first mate was not to his liking. "Yes, Captain Wasclat," he answers aloud, his voice dripping with sarcasm as he slowly rolls his eyes. Wasclat seems pleased with the newly formed response, as his demeanour lightens enough for him to force a smile. "Good lad that Vlan is," he grumbles. "He'll do until something better comes along. Of course, nothing has for 10 years. Anyhow, let's get on to this before all this jaw-jabbing makes me sick." Wasclat tells you he would like to offer you a chance to join his crew. He says he's constantly on the lookout for rugged folk who are good in a fight to augment his brazen band of seamen. "Of course, I don't reckon we've any ladies on board, though. But I don't see what harm it could do. Any gal that's whipped them clean over the Dwindles there would be a fine addition." The captain tells you, before you can admit to as a member of the crew, you'd have to pass a small test of your ability. You learn that this test will involve paying a visit to a man here in the city who owes the captain a good amount of gold and exacting full payment on the debt. Having laid bare his intentions, Captain Wasclat stares at you expectantly. "Oh, I'll accept the task." Wasclat nods grimly and calls over his first mate, Vlan. He whispers something to Vlan, who nods in reply.
"Vlan will tell you what you need to know," growls the captain, as he rises to his feet and moves off along the table. "He's better at keeping the facts of these sort of things straight. You come back here and let me know when it's all been done."
Vlan tells you the owner of a shipyard on the west side of the harbour owes a handsome sum of gold as payment for the loan. As a repayment for a loan the captain made to him nearly 2 years ago,
You learn that Captain Roscoe has recently become agitated over the delinquency of the repayment, as demanding the loan be paid in full at once. You learn that the owner of the shipyard, a master shipwright named Kurzel, is rumoured to have ties with a band of local thieves, and he wields a lot of power along the harbour front. Looks like everyone's a bit of a ruffian around here. Captain Roscoe is a dangerous but fair man, says Vaughn, as make ready to depart. Do right by him this once, and he won't forget it. Vaughn wishes you luck as you leave the tavern and set out on your task. You easily find Quizzle's shipyard on the western side of the harbour, and shortly thereafter you locate the master shipwright himself. Quizzle becomes indignant when you make the request that he immediately repay the gold that's loaned to him by Captain Roscoe. The large, thickly muscled man viciously slurs the captain and tells you that he will repay the gold when he's good and ready to do so. Then he roughly demands you leave the shipyard at once. I've got a few options. Use diplomacy. Use illusion. Just rough him up. Okay, yeah, I mean, I am working for, well, an ex-pirate. Although like many ex-pirates, I think they could, if they could get away with going back to regular piracy, or even better, being a privateer, which is like a pirate, but the government says it's okay.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Then they'll probably do it, but Taisu isn't in doing any wars right now, so really there isn't any cause for being a privateer. Yep, so he just has to spend his time beating up other pirates that haven't surrendered yet. Alright, so illusion. Could I use it? Or I could leave. Use illusion. Channeling illusion. Succeeded. 16 XP to illusion. When Quizzle looks out of the harbour, he beholds a dozen surly members of Captain Walskart's crew scaring back at him. The colour drains from the face of the master shipwright. Quizzle quickly stammers something nervously, and then captivates your demands without further hesitation. He tells you he will dispatch someone within an hour to personally bear the payment to Captain Walskart. You bid him a good day, and make your way out of the tavern and back to the Sog Barrel Cat Tavern. Okay, and if it isn't there within an hour, you're going to be hearing words and fists. You know, fists as they streak towards you. 32 experience to general. Captain Walskart seems both thrilled and surprised when you turn to the Sog Barrel Tavern, bearing the news that the gold will be repaid within the hour. And indeed, Quizzle has spoken true, for little more than an hour has passed when two young men arrive and present a heavy iron strongbox to the captain. Roscoe accepts the delivery and dismisses the two couriers. Attached to the box is an apology scrawled by Quizzle, who apparently wishes no bad blood between himself and the former pirate. Roscoe opens the box and nods grimly when he beholds the many rows of gold tokens
stacked neatly within. Ooh, stacked neatly. You don't really get that with big boxes of gold tokens. They're usually just in a pile, but I guess stacking neatly makes it easier to count how many there is in there. Don't want to pay back too much. Captain Wascott produces a leather pouch and begins stuffing it with gold from the box. You are quite taken aback when he suddenly shoves the pouch towards you, indicating a swift nod that you are to have it.
Ought to be enough in here to catch yourself a bit of fine drink, he grins, revealing a top row of teeth speckled with 3 bits of silver. I get 221 gold tokens. The captain tells you that he now considers you an honorary member of his crew, and from time to time he may have a task suited to your talents. You partake in a drink of strong spirit, and before you bid him farewell and make your way out of the tavern. Alright, anything else happening here, Sogbar Tavern? A member of Captain Drosser's crew is lurking by the door of the Sogbar. He tells you that the captain and the senior members of his crew have returned to the Dragon Skinner, but that they will return in a short while. You have a drink with your fellow crewmate inside the Sogbar before leaving the tavern and continuing on your way. So this is another thing that, theoretically, you could have more adventures. But I don't think it's really a priority. But, I mean, maybe. No. I don't think he could take you to the Frozen North. But, I mean, he's probably one of the few captains tough enough to make the voyage. But he has got other things to do. Then go to another freaking continent. I mean, I'm sure maybe you could combine it with whooping some slavers along the way. Right, well, leave the hardware. Alright. There's the Ironclaw Weapon Market, and you'll both the armor, those are the shops. Thorfer's Training Yard. Frother is an aging, grey-haired swordsman of unquestioned ability. Still operates his legendary training yard, a place where adventurers and warriors from across the North Broadlands come, seeking to hone their skills. Several master warriors in the employ of Thoraja provide instruction and training that covers a wide array of weapons and techniques. Seek to train here? You may seek to acquire new weaponry skills in Thorada's training guard. No, I've got all the skills now. Seek to train here. Or seek to spar with one of the many expert warriors employed here. Seek to spar. It will cost you 25 gold tokens to spar with Thorada's men. For this modest sum, you will be able to engage in non-lethal combat with each of the 8 veteran warriors. Services Thorfar retains. Alright, pay 25 gold to Skatbar. The decision to spar with Thor Squadders causes a good deal of local excitement. A small band of onlookers gather around the wide courtyard behind the main building to watch as you prepare to hone your skill against an interesting assortment of combat veterans. You pause for a moment as a small crowd gathered at the edge of the training yard showers you with cheers and a few jeers as you contemplate who your next opponent will be. Go easy on her now, slaps Thorra as he busies himself with some chore on the far side of the yard. She might not come back this way again unless we all play nice. Who will be your next opponent, Sir Croakington? So, okay, I'm just going to fight them in the order. Sark Palestone first. Begin combat. Sark strikes at you with the flat of his blade, and I'm still fighting unarmed. Just showing off to everyone just how good I am. Sark congratulates you on a well-fought contest. You hope him return to his feet. Well, that was certainly a bit of fun, he smirks. Perhaps we can try it again sometime.
Your sour points are fully restored. Oh, you rest after each fight. When you're sufficiently rested, return your attention to the next possible bout. Gaunt-faced warrior in a chain shirt. You're right, gaunt-faced warrior. The warrior strikes you with the flat of his blade, which I punch out of his hand. 4 XP. The gaunt-faced warrior turns and strolls out of the yard without saying a word. Several people, including a small gathering of onlookers, chuck at this. Athrada, looking from the far side of the yard, shakes his head and rolls his eyes. Right, now West, and now Hogtooth. Who is Hogtooth? We don't know. Hogtooth grunts loudly as he swings at you with the flat of his axe. Hogtooth slams the flat of his axe into your gut, causing you to double over in pain. Ooh, that must have got me when I was jumping. And defeated. 4 XP. Hogtooth pats you on the shoulder before lumbering off across the yard, his necklace of tusk rattling as he goes. Oh, well, that's why he's called Hogtooth. And I West. Alright, a green-masked woman. Here we are, green-masked woman. The masked weapon master swings at you with a heavy wooden staff. And down, down she goes. The green-masked woman bows gracefully and congratulates you on a good showing. It's good to see I'm not the only one who can hold my own about this place, she laughs. Then I West. Wild-haired warrior. The warrior swings you with his heavy wooden club. The wild-haired warrior swings his club cracking down on your head and a large part of my back as well, because Sir Crokington is small. Well, usually. And it cracks down on my head again, but defeated. 5 XP. The wild-haired warrior staggers to his feet and laughs heartily as he meets you on the shoulder cross. Today must be a lucky day, he gasps, slapping you on the back as he departs. Right, next one. Hideously scarred swordsman. Hideously scarred former pirate. Wonder if he knows Captain Jod Wasklet. Well, he definitely knows of him, but not personally. The former pirate attacks you with a series of savage strokes. The opponent strikes you with a dizzying combination of brutal blows for 11 damage. Yeah, they keep getting tougher. 5 XP. The former pirate springs to his feet and spits on the ground as he regards you with an icy stare. After several moments, his demeanour softens somewhat, and he extends his white arm to meet you on the shoulder cross. You hold your own, that you will. You hold your own, that you will, he says curtly. Alright, next one. Bruit the Unbroken. The fierce warrior swings at you with the flat of his broadsword. And now he's Bruit the East, just a little bit broken. Bruit congratulates you on your victory and told you he's rarely faced anyone with your high degree of combat prowess. There ought to be plenty for a lass of your mettle to attend to these days, he smiles. And indeed there is. Indeed there is. Next possible bout, well, there's only one left, Swordsmaster Ikin. Alright. Ikin casually swats at you with the flat of his blade. And is defeated. 5 XP. The small crowd of onlookers looks gasps in shock as Ikin the Swordmaster drops to his knee and cedes the contest. Rarely has this proud warrior tasted defeat. He promptly stands up and congratulates you on your victory before striding off across the yard. Thrutha looks on with great interest from the far side of the yard. You're approached by Thrutha, who congratulates you on having defeated his crew of talented warriors. He offers a chance to spar with him,
if you so desire. You sense the aging warrior has a clean desire to test his mettle against the woman who has just bested his master fighters. All right, let's spar. All right, this is Thothwa. Thothwa strikes you with the flat of his blade. Thothwa executes a dazzling array of expert strokes, brutally battering you with the flat of his blade for 24 damage. Strikes you with the flat of his blade. And defeated. He is defeated. 6 XP and 128 experience to general. The crowd of onlookers emits a loud gasp as your final blow drives the master warrior to his knees. Thothwa holds up his wide hands, signalling that contest is over, and he hoping we gain his feet. I've never faced better, pants the aging warrior. His shocked expression betrays his newfound respect he has for your remarkable combat abilities. Thothwa bids you farewell as you make your way off the field of battle. I can speak with Thothwa. Thothwa seems glad to see you, and over a steaming mug of paler, spiced with a dash of strong root wine, the master warrior tells you that he may soon have a task worthy of your talents. Stop back again soon, he says, as you make ready to depart. I have a feeling that a friend of mine may soon have need of a master warrior. You finish your paleo and bid Thothwa a good day. Yeah, and that's just a potential quest hook that hasn't been used yet. But I mean, even if you do use it, it's still a loose end, so. Alright, leave the training yard. There's the Westguard Library. Speak to one of the sages. Allow Herwin to look at the artifacts. You've been met by a young scholar named Herdrin. The young man, his long fingers twitching nervously, bows and asks if you've come bearing any Hadavarian artifacts. There have been quite a few adventurers discovering these artifacts of late, he says. We're hoping you can fill in the missing pieces of our ever-growing collection. Thanks to adventurers such as yourself, we're well on our way to doing precisely that. Of course, they're not really that good because they've been completely stripped of their contents, of their context, and also he probably broke a lot of them. You'll learn that the collective of sages and scholars that oversees the library is seeking to acquire Adivarian artifacts in exchange for battle markers. Alright, look at the artifacts I possess. With the help of several older colleagues, Holin begins a thorough examination of the artifacts in your possession. The 23 common Ardavarian artifacts are worth a total of 46 battle markers. The total value for the artifact is 36. Okay, 46. Hildrin and his colleagues are delighted when you agree to sell them all your artifacts. They immediately take possession of the artifacts and promptly pay you for a total of 46 battle markers. Hewin and the others thank you, and are quick to say that should you come across any more Adivarian artifacts, they'd be most interested in acquiring them. You bid the small gathering of sages and scholars farewell before turning and making your way out of the library. Suddenly, as you're about to leave the library, you're approached by Hewin, the young scholar, his fingers twitching nervously. He tells you he's recently come across something he would like to discuss with you. All right, discuss the matter. Speaking softly and in a quiet corner of the library, Herwin tells you he's recently discovered an obscure passage in an ancient text that discloses the location of a valuable object of antiquity. It's an Ardavarian amulet, he says. It's not magical. Or so it is that I understand what I've come to learn about it. But it is the most important historical piece. It must be forthright, Sir Crokington. I like I I now know where the amulet is likely to be found, and I wish to ask for your help in retrieving it. Herwin tells you he will gladly exchange 25 battle markers for the amulet, if you're able to find it and return it to him. Okay, I agree to his proposal. The old scholar's face brightens upon your acceptance of the mission. After making certain what he's about to say isn't overheard, he tells you he believes the amulet can be found in an ancient tomb, somewhere on one of the many small islands out of rock that rise out of the deadly, bubbling depths of Tar Lake. According to the passage I deciphered, the island upon which the tomb may be found stabs into the sky like a great blade, he says. I regret there's little more I can tell you about it, although the amulet is another matter. Heldrin tells you the Ardivarian amulet, which lies somewhere within the tomb, is a piece of carved stone attached to a thick iron chain. You learn the stone portion of the amulet has been carved into the shape of a serpent's head. The chain has likely long since become dust, he says, but the amulet itself will surely be intact. At least I can hope for that much. I cannot rightly convey to you the importance of this piece, Sir Croakington. Its historical significance, what it will tell us, what secrets it may unlock. It is overwhelming to even contemplate such things. Okay, I guess you could have a close look at it and have some idea of how they make things in Ardivarian times. Compare it to other amulets, see about iconography. I'm sure there's things you could do. At length, with having no real desire to listen to Hildwin's long-winded and somewhat dry account of the importance of amulets to the ancient Ardivarians, you politely excuse yourself by telling the young scholar that you wish to embark on the mission at once. Yes, yes, of course, he says, bowing. I am relieved to have you. We have now begun the task of recovering the amulet. It does trouble you, of course, that you have to venture into such a treacherous place. But please know, I wouldn't have even made any mention of this. We'd offer our complete confidence in your abilities. Thank you again, Sir Croakington. Remember, the island upon which two may be found stabs into the sky like a great blade. With that, you bid Hewin farewell and make your way out of the library. To visit Tar Lake, travel to the Griffin Crags in central Tysa and look for Tar Lake under nearby locations. All right. Visit Norlair. Nope, can't visit Norlair. I can explore Talonus, but that just takes me to places I've explored all the places I can explore. Adventures for this location, Steel and Shadow, but we're past 50 minutes, so don't have enough time for that. We can have a random encounter, though. Proceed to a random encounter. That's the nothing message. For several hours, you move about the capital, taking in the sights and sounds of the kingdom's bustling capital. You observe many interesting things during your wandering, but nothing will merit any sort of mention here. Proceed to the random encounter. While wandering through the city, you encounter a talented juggler entertaining a large crowd of onlookers. The juggler, a white-haired man in a green tunic, is expertly juggling seven clay balls as he tosses the balls higher and higher. With each pass, the crowd collectively emits a nervous gasp. Right, pick your number. Bonus 75 from feathery. Something must be up. Pick now. 77. Out of the corner of the eye, you spot two men moving furtively through the crowd of onlookers. Takes you only a few moments to realise the two men are picking the pockets of the awestruck spectators. You also note the juggler's gaze repeatedly darts over to the pair of men. It appears he's keeping the crowd's attention
while his cohorts relieve them of their gold. Right, so I could just leave them to it, or I could alert the onlookers to the scheme. I think I should alert the onlookers. You boldly stride towards the juggler, announcing the devious scheme that he and his cohorts are executing. The crowd is at first confused, but their confusion quickly turns to anger when they realise they have been robbed blind. However, before they can nab the pair of thieves, the two men dart off along the street and are lost. Angrier still, the crowd turns its rage towards the juggler and advances upon him. Desperate to make good his escape, the juggler hurls the clay balls he's been juggling into the crowd. One of them soars directly at your head. If you have the power of fortification and wish to use it, I do, and I do, so I will. You quickly attempt to channel your power of fortification and raise a shield against the clay ball streaking towards your head. Channeling it succeeded. 8 XP of fortification. A dazzling field of blue energy appears in front of you, barely a second before a speeding clay ball arrives. The ball smashes into your magical shield and shatters it into hundreds of tiny fragments. Your attention quickly turns to the juggler, who is trying to make good his escape. 8 XP to general. You and several others in the crowd overtake the juggler as he flees along the street. You pin him down while a city guardsman is summoned to take him into custody. The guardsman thanks you all for your vigilance as he marches as a defeated thief off along the street. Maybe we might be able to get the names of his accomplices, but maybe not. I don't know. Depends how loyal he is to his colleagues. Yeah, let's say colleagues. Random encounter. As you pass through the city's harbour district at dusk, you are drawn to the sound, the violent struggle emanating from an alley between two large warehouses. Upon reaching the mouth of the alley, you observe two city guardsmen pitching a desperate struggle against four men armed with short swords. The guards are fighting valiantly, but it looks as if they are close to being overpowered. So I can just hurry away, rush to the aid of the guard, or rush to the aid of the four armed men. But they're already winning, and they're probably bad. Rush to the aid of the guards. The two guardsmen cast a beleaguered eye at you as you approach, but as you draw into melee range and engage their opponents, they begin to fight with renewed vigour. You now find yourself faced with two scowling men wielding short swords, two scowling rogues. Do I kill or subdue? Subdue. I don't know enough context of this to go around killing people. The rogues slash at you with their blades, and I keep punching them, and they are subdued. 10 XP. You step back from the battered forms of your opponent, just in time to witness one of the guardsmen bring to heel the last rogue with the pommel of his blade. Well met, friend. Smiles one of the guardsmen as he strides forward and meets you in the shoulder cross. Trained and vicious they were. It's a new breed of vermin that stalks the streets these nights. We're thankful indeed for your help. One of the guardsmen tosses you a leather pouch filled with gold that is pulled off the body of one of the fallen rogues. 11 gold. They'll not be needing that any time soon, he smirks. The guards tell you that they have recently increased their nightly patrols of the harbour district due to robberies at several warehouses. You spend a few moments conversing with them before you bid them farewell and once again set off on your way. Oh, I think that's all the unique events you can have here. All right, so it's 10 more clicks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ah! You're passing through a thick glade in the woods east of the city, where suddenly a long, thorny vine slivers out of the undergrowth and wraps itself around your leg. You gasp in horror as you realise you are ensnared by a death vine. You valiantly struggle to slay the thick, shadowy tendril as it slowly drags you across the forest floor towards its flesh-eating core. As the death vine tendril begin combat. The tendril's sharp thorns cut into your flesh, and I keep punching it, and it is slain. 5 XP. You pause to rest for a few moments following your victory, before once again setting off on your way. There's an 8, 9. Actually, let's start again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. As you move along the bustling city through thoroughfare, you suddenly spot a lone figure through the crowd who appears to be carefully watching you. The figure is that of a man, tall and lanky, his face hidden in a shadowy brim cast by the shadow cast by the wide brim of a weather-worn hat perched on his head. Without warning, the mysterious individual slips into a fog of passers-by and disappears from sight. Let's say that was 8, 9, 2 more. Okay, yeah, I think that's everything you can encounter in the Trithic Random Encounters. Okay, that's all the non-adventury. That's all the informal adventure quests content in Talanus Exhausted, or at least I'm pretty sure it is. And so let's see. Next week, we will finally get round to doing the formal adventure of Steel and Shadow. And if we have any time left over, if I feel we could make the episode should be longer, we'll go out and find that Aldivarian artifact, and maybe we'll do the nearby adventure of a Book of Secrets, which is in Tar Lake, which we'll be going to anyway. So that's a few things to do. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.